KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
A sword or again, oh, the gold and the silver you're searching is hidden out there underground. There's a beast on the cloak guarding against the fork, and the ghost from the river is watching. She won't let you get any close. He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Hey, hey. He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Hey, hey. Lover, don't make a sound. Bring your rifle around. When I say hallelujah, it's your cue to shoot at the head of the hound. Take just what you need, baby. Anymore won't fit your bag. Go as fast as your feet they will carry, for their greater chase has begun. He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Hey. Hey. He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Oh, oh, oh. There's no catching a breath. There's no rest till you're dead. There's no heaven or hell. There's no running away.
Yeah, la la, da, 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 da. Yeah, la la, da, 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 da. Yeah, la la, da, 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 da. Yeah, la la. Yeah, la la, da, da, da.
They call her a liar. They call her a thief. They call her the girl with the broken leaves. They call her Delilah, the queen of deceit. They call her the girl from the magazine. Well, everybody there told me, this girl, she ain't good for your health. She ain't good for your health. But I was head over heels, didn't care much about my health, didn't care much about my health. They know her. Time, those men that had their turns, they've got plenty of bad words up their sleeves. She likes those gazing eyes as wind blows through her thighs. She's like one of them girls from the TV screen. Well, everybody there told me, this girl, she ain't good for your health. She ain't good for your health. But I was head over heels, didn't care much about my health, didn't care much about my health. Still I lie here on her bed, on her bed. Still I lie here on her chest, on her chest.
Well, good morning. I'm Ann Litt for Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW, and I'm so excited to be sitting here today with J.S. Andara. So may we start at the beginning?
Sure.
You come from Kenya,
uh-huh.
and you've lived in the United States for 6 years. Uh-huh. How did you come to music? What were you listening to when you were little?
A lot of rock music from, you know, American bands and British bands.
Was there a radio station?
There was a radio station, BBC, and some of the radio stations back home that played rock songs. And then there was also CDs, when CDs became a thing in the early 2000s, and people started pirating CDs soon after that. And, you know, there were all these people back home who would go on the internet and they would just download random songs from American and British bands, just complete random songs, and they'll put them in a CD and they'll go sell them in the market. So if you're in the market going about your business, buying vegetables or something, they would call you and you'd go and listen to this song. They'd like, listen to this.
And they give you headphones.
Yeah,
yeah. Listen to it.
You listen to it. If you like it, you buy it.
Right.
So it was like wine tasting for like music. And like, that's how I heard like Radiohead for the first time, or like Del Cap for Cutie for the first time, just on the market, because there were all these people pirating songs, which they didn't know.
What was the song you heard that started everything for you?
There is a particular song that sort of made me want to sing, or, you know, want to like, you know, do something with my voice. It was a song called Forgetter by Jeff Buckley.
Oh. Did you speak English? Did you understand the song?
Not really, not very well, no. But I didn't need to, you know. It was the sound. It was just, the sound was so, it was otherworldly, you know. And so, you know, I think falling in love with that music at a young age sort of inspired me to want to learn English actively and, you know, like, you know, try to figure out what they're talking about in their songs. Like, what are they saying?
Did they teach it in school?
They did. They taught it in school, but, you know, they teach how to conjugate and stuff like that. And so it takes another level of sort of being pragmatic about learning to sort of build your vocabulary and, you know, be a writer in English, I think.
Were you writing originally in your native language, or were you not writing until you could write in English?
Yeah, I never, I mean, I wrote poems in English just when I was a kid, when I was learning English for the first time, but they were very primitive. They were like, you know, because I just knew a few words, so it would be like, sun big go, or, you know, big cat now, you know, just, it was just these little primitive words, because I was like, I see all these people, you know, singing all these words, maybe I can give it a shot. And so I think my general conjugation became better as I grew older, and it was not sun big go anymore, it was maybe the big sun could go, or right, something like that.
When did you first decide to come to America? Or is it the music that planted the seed? I want to see where Jeff Buckley came from. What planted the seed to make you want to come here? Because I understand you won a green card lottery to come here, which meant that was an active choice.
As a kid, hearing all these songs and, you know, feeling just like transported to another universe, these songs, they, you know, the radio and these songs and this music coming out of CDs, what felt like a spaceship for me. They like just transported me to another universe where people sounded different, they spoke different, everything was different. And I became very attached to that spaceship journey because it was like an escape for me as a kid. It was probably something I needed. And so I think at that age, I developed just a sort of yearning as a kid to, you know, move to this other universe where all this music I really loved came from. But it never really became something I actively pursued until sometime in high school when I discovered folk music.
So tell me how you discovered folk music. Because you're listening to rock, Death Cab for Cutie, Radiohead.
Yeah.
How do you discover folk?
I discovered folk music by making a bad bet. It was a bet about this song, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Did you win or lose the bet?
I absolutely lost the bet.
Tell me.
So I was in high school at the time, and my friend and I were outside the school, and we were just sitting there and we're having a chat, and we were talking, and I was like, oh, hey, do you know this song, Guns N' Roses? I mean, this song, Knocking Heaven's Door, it's by this band called Guns N' Roses. And then my friend's like, well, no, actually, it's not. It's by this guy called Bob Dylan. And I'm like, well, no, it's not. It's obviously not. I've listened to this for a very long time all my life. I can promise you. It's a Guns N' Roses song, and my friend's adamant, so we have this big fight, and we are making a bet. I was like, well, if you're right, I'll give you 100 shillings. And so after a while, I went to the internet cafe to investigate, to see if I was going to win, but I was wrong, apparently. But so I found Dylan's music that way and fell into just this rabbit hole of folk music, and around that time, made the conscious goal to sort of move to the States and try to be a folk singer.
But what does your family think about all of this that's happened to you since you've lived here in 6 years and very recently?
They perhaps don't know what to make of it, you know. It's just when I left home and I was moving to the States, I didn't tell them, like, oh, hey, I'm going to be a folk singer. Because if I did, they would probably be like, well, no, stay home. They'll lock me in my room or something and send me to school. I was just like, yeah, it's fine, Mom. I'm going to go. I'll go to school. I'll go to med school or whatever, and then they let me go. But then as soon as I landed in the States, I knew why I was here. I was like, well, you guys are too far away. Now I'll do what I want.
When did you first get a guitar?
A couple months after being in the States, maybe a year. I came in and I was like, you know, my goal was I'll come to the States and I'll find a band. Because, you know, I was watching all these videos on YouTube of, like, you know, Dylan and Neil Young. They had bands and they were traveling around. And I thought, oh, there you go. I'll do that. I'll make a band and I'll travel around the country. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then I got to the States and then I was like, oh, well, I don't really know anyone. So I can't form a band when you don't know people. So I had to pick up a guitar and, you know, learn so that I can accompany myself.
One of the things I was wondering about, and then I read about it, is that you come to understand your songs the more you play them.
Right.
Take a song like American Dream. Has that song evolved for you in its meaning since you wrote it?
I think so. I think in the time of writing the song, I still had maybe doubts, you know, as far as, you know, what is this American Dream a thing at all? You know, it was something that I was questioning. It was like, this dream is something of a nightmare. And then, you know, over time, through just living my life and sort of seeing sort of good things happen in my career, step one step at a time, sort of, you know, giving me hope in the idea of that, you know, the American dream still exists despite the sort of turbulent times we find ourselves in. And so definitely that the meaning has evolved over time and sort of come to mean something more hopeful to me than it did at the time of writing it.
Well, it's a beautiful record. And I want to thank you so much for coming to KCRW and sharing your story with us.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, hey, I close my eyes and count to 10. She said, son, hold on, you will find somebody to love. If you pray hard to your God, he will lay her on a golden pod. She won't be a sinner like Angelina, nor like the woman from Ipanema. Oh, this time, don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's too bad to break, hey, I close my eyes and count to 10. Said, love, it's not your fault that I found me somebody to love. You waited too long to show me that song. I was late then with his second son. He was dead over winter, I was beaten from the bakery of your preacher. Oh, this time, don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's too bad to break, hey, I close my eyes and count to 10. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, hey, I close my eyes and count to 10. About Chasing the football team. Then you left for the hills of Los Angeles to find the men we're seeing running around with Jolie. Well, it's not enough to tell all your friends we're in love. Oh, 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 would you give me a moment so I can give you a moment? Break my heart, gonna tear it apart. Give me a moment so I can give you a moment. Break my heart, gonna tear it apart. Where have you seen this woman of my dreams? I looked for so many years before I found her in Berlin. Soon she was gone like the wind, stolen by the screen. She said, love me or leave me, it's the new century. Well, it's not enough to have a place in your heart. Oh, 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 would you give me a moment so I can give you a moment? Break my heart, gonna tear it apart. Give me a moment so I can give you a moment. Break my heart, gonna tear it apart. Mama, 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 mama. Break my heart, gon' tear it apart. Ay, 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 ay. Break my heart, gon' tear it apart. Mama, 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 mama. Break my heart, gon' tear it apart. Ay, 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 ay. Break my heart, gonna tear it apart. Well, it's not enough to tell all your friends we're in love. In the water, I'll go wherever you go. In the valley, in the canyons, I'll go wherever you go. Hey, love, I'm ready now. Can't you see this riot inside my veins? Hey, love, I'm overcome by desire. How must I rate in the water the fire? I'll go wherever you go, in the valley, in the canyons. I'll go wherever you go. Hey, love, it's been 3 years now since you heard from Jesus. He's chosen men. Hey, love, you'll twist and turn till your colors wither, then there'll be no men in the water, the fire. I'll go wherever you go, in the valley, in the canyons. I'll go wherever you go. Oh, Lebanon, life is brief, don't sit alone in your constant fear. Open up, I shan't be like Canada. Oh, Lebanon, oh, Lebanon, life is brief, don't sit alone in your constant fear. Open up, I shan't be like Canada. There's a bear at the airport waiting on a plane. There's a cow at the funeral bidding farewell. There's a goat at the terminal boarding the sea train. There's a horse at the hospital dancing with. Somebody call the doctor from the university. Somebody call upon the witch and the wizardry. Somebody call the rabbi, the pastor and the sheikh, for we are coming on the day of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of meeting with a whale. There's a lion on the outer spread, mixing with the mail. Somebody called the doctor from the university. Somebody called upon the witch and the wizardry. Somebody called the rabbi, the pastor and the sheik. For we are coming on the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days are on the wizardry. Somebody called the rabbi, the pastor and the sheik. For we are coming on the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of.
Saying goodbye.
Oh, honey, I'm just getting good at saying goodbye. 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 Getting good.